Mate. Just a quick thought on the parsha. Obviously, parsha, the halacha, has much to talk about, much to focus on, a lot of different messages and lessons. But something that hit me this year differently than I guess other years is the chatzotzrot, very unique instrument. Terry described in this week's parsha, the chatzotzrot, these trumpets that were sounded in the midbar as well as when the Jewish people entered into Eretz Yisrael. What's pointed out to me this year, I think I read it by Rabbi, in one of Rabbi Fran's svarim. It says, if you look in the Chumash gives you back-to-back psukim about the role of the Chatzotzros. So the first pasuk, it says the Chatzotzros were there when there's a tzara, when you go into war, you blow the Chatzotzros. Next pasuk, and in the days of enjoyment, you should blow the Chatzotzros. So the question that he posed was, what exactly are the Chatzotzros? Are they the bearers of good news or are they the bearers of bad news? It's very strange that the same utensil giving us, the declaration that we're about to go to war, we're going to be surrounded by the nations, and the same thing is going to turn around and tell us, by the way, today's Yom Tov, it's a day of enjoyment. So I thought the answer is that's exactly the answer is it's not contradictory. The answer is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings you the Yom Simchaschem, and the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings you the Yom Tzar. They're not two separate entities, the good Hashem and the bad Hashem. That's the way people think, The good things are from Hashem and the bad things are from this evil something. Oh, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The good, the bad, and all in between is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the same kli that we use to bring in good news, we bring in to sadly bring in sad news as well, because it's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not only that, it's the same, it's really not bad news either. That Tzara Tzoyer may seem like it's bad news, but obviously we as Yidden believe that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is ultimately for our good. So therefore, it's not contradictory. It's really the same thing. It's really wrapped in one. It's all good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really what we find in the Masois of the Bnei Yisrael. The Ramban points this out. If anyone's ever traveled with kids, you know that packing up and going and coming and stopping is never a good thing. Many people, when they pack up the car, they have a rule, we're not stopping. No matter what, we're not stopping. Why? Because you know what happens when you stop? You unload, there's fetching, there's this, that, and the other. So when the Jewish people traveled into the Midbar, it wasn't so simple. They stopped and started with Alpi Tzivay Hashem. The Ramban elaborates and explains, not always was it so convenient, not always did it make so much sense, not always was it so easy. But that's the idea. The Jewish people learned at a young age, and they're, again, they have issues with this. They struggle throughout Sefer Bamidbar, but they learned that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for our plan, is for our benefit. And it's sometimes hard to see it, right? Sometimes very difficult to see it, but we believe it's not a contradiction between the Simcha and the Tzar. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Chaim Leib ben Yaakov Yitzchok, Chef Orr's father. I did not have the privilege of meeting him. I don't think I met him. I got to meet your mother. Baruch Hashem, I got to meet your children and your grandchildren. And I think this our learning today is an amazing opportunity to bring an aliyah for his neshama, Baruch Hashem. He left a beautiful legacy of children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all following the path of Torah, Mabitzei Torah, Jeff's son Joshua. I have a lot of hakaras to Torah for. He got me my job many years ago in yeshiva where I teach now. So I'm indebted to him for that. But he himself is a big Marbitz Torah in Queens community, West Hempstead community. I got to meet all the children, even from Eretz Yisrael. When they come in, I have a chance to meet your son-in-law and the grandchildren. And it's just a beautiful thing to see how they're all going such a beautiful path, Torah mitzvahs. That to me is the greatest aliyah's neshama. Our learning today, as well as all the wonderful things that the children, the grandchildren do, and the great grandchildren do, should be a schos for his neshama, as well as a mishlema for your mother, and should be for many, many more years. Okay. So we left off over here in the Gemara in Kedushin, difficult Gemara, very difficult Gemara. The Gemara says, "My dichsib." What does it mean in the pasuk? If you notice, I got my computer back. So Baruch Hashem, we're back into a 2023 time where we can actually cut and paste the way we like to do it. So we have a Gemara over here. The Gemara says, "My dichsib." What does it mean in the pasuk? Vishinantem levanecha. You should teach your children. Atuki vishinantem elo vishilashtem. You should divide it into three. The Oilam says the Gemara, "Yishalish adam shnayis." A person should split his time, his years. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. Three, a third studying mikra, a third studying mishnah, a third studying talmud. Factoring them on miyadei kamechaya. Does anyone know how long he's really going to live? The Gemara says, like tzvichaliyomi. It means instead of splitting it into years, he splits it into dates. So we pointed out, again, last week we discussed this. What does it mean, liyomi? So Taisus right away on the page quotes Rashi. He says, Pish b'kuntres, yimei ha-shabbos. You split the days of the week. Kolaymar, shnei yom b'mikra. 2 days of the week you learn Chumash, Shnei Yom in Mishnah, 2 days a week you learn Mishnah, Shnei Yom in Gemara, and 2 days a week you learn Gemara. So we'll get to Bli Neder. We mentioned the Kasha last week. So what do you do on Shabbos? Two, two, two. What do you do on Shabbos? So we'll see a cube shot from Menashe Klein on what to do on Shabbos.
Can you say positive?
Yeah, we set up shot last week, but we'll see a cute-up shot maybe.
Oh.
A shot that I think most people are annoying. We'll see why.
Sweet.
Then Taisus has a Kasha. Taisus doesn't like Rashi. He says, well, I'm here. I don't agree. You're still Shver. If you're going to divide your week, how do you know how do you know if you'll get through the week? So we spoke last week about the Achrayim's Kasha and Taisvis' Kasha. But we got to move on. So Taisvis says, V'nir li l'farish, v'chol yoyim v'yoyim atzma yishalish. says Taisus, no. Instead, every day you're supposed to split into three. Okay, so Taisus says you split every day into three. Rashi says you split the week into three. That's the way the Rambam passes. Also, you split the day, but the Rambam seems to hold you split it into a perfect third, while Taisus doesn't say exactly how to divide the day. Taisus leaves it more open ended. However, you want to get to all three, you do it. Then Taisus continues and he says, "Al kein tikun b'sidr of Amram goin." Therefore, in the Siddur of Rav Amram Goin, so there's actually a lot of interesting historical facts about Rav Amram Goin and his Siddur. Rav Amram Goin was born about the 9th century, and it's interesting, his father was also Goin. Now, Goin doesn't mean like it means today. Today, everyone's a Goin. Right? Everyone's letter. Goin, everyone's a Goin today. Goin back then meant you were the head of a yeshiva. That's what a Goin meant, like a Rosh Yeshiva. That was really what a Goin meant. And the Goinim's job back then was really to pass and shaylos and to teach Torah, like it's supposed to be. And they didn't have to fundraise because they used to send them money. The way it used to work was the Goyim lived in Babel, and people from all other countries would send shilohs to the Goyim. They would respond, and they'd send them money along with their response. So that was the way the Goyim lived in the, again, the Goyinic era, we pointed out, was approximately a 500-year period of time from the mid to late 500s to about the beginning of the Zman HaRishonim. So Amram Goyim was around that time, and the Siddur that he wrote was actually asked, requested by him from the Jews of Spain. The Jews of Spain around let's talk about the year 900, they wanted a Siddur because it wasn't like like there was in the great Rishonic era of Spain. There wasn't that much knowledge. So they asked Rav Amram Goin to send them a Siddur from Babel to Spain. So that's the Siddur of Amram Goin that we have. So the Siddur of Amram Goin writes, Al kein tikun b'Siddur of Amram Goin, k'moy she'onu noigim b'chol yoyim koydem so k'dezim aloyim ha-mikro u'mishna v'gemar. Rav Amram Goin seems to imply that the way to get this Gemara is what we say in the morning called Karbanos. Every morning before Pesukim de Zimra, we say Pesukim of Chumash, Mishnah, and Gemara. Now, in Rav Amram Goin, he doesn't elaborate what are you supposed to say. I didn't photocopy, but if you look in the Tur, in Siman Nun, the Tur elaborates what you're supposed to say. He says, you say the Mikra part is Parshas HaTamid, the Mishnah part is Ezeu Mekayim, and the Brice is Rabbi Shmuel. So those three parts of Karbanos, you say those three parts, you Mekayim the din of the Shilashtim. And then Tarsus quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Sha'onu Soim Chimahod Amina Mesanhedrin. This Rabbeinu Tam is what the Yeshiva Bochum used. Says Rabbeinu Tam, how do we get learning a third of each every day? Because we learn Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Bavel, Belula, Bemikra, Bemishno, Begemara. The name Bavel, Bavli, means it's mixed up. What's mixed up? Because you got a little Chumash, you got a little Mishnah, you got a little Gemara. The Gemara to Bavel, the Gemara is Bavel, Bolul Mikulam. The Gemara of Bavel gets everything. So we have three options in Taisvis to how to fulfill the din of the Gemara. Din of the Gemara was you have to split your day into three. So Taisvis just says split your day. He doesn't tell you how to split it. However you want to split it, but you got to split every day. Reb Amram Goin gives you a very clear way to split it. How do you split it? You do a little bit in the morning. You say Parshas HaTamid, Ezo Mekoyman, and then you say Rabbi Shmuel Loim. Then we have Taisvis, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, just learn Gemara all day. You learn Gemara all day, you'll get all three. So there's obviously much over here to discuss, and what's the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the various Rishonim. Then we'll have to come back to the Rambam, who was very, very particular that it's got to be three, three, three. And all of these Rishonim that we see on Taisvus, no one has this Akboda of three, three, three. Clearly, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not going to be equal. Person learns Gemara, every blot Gemara. What's the majority of the blot? Psukim? Really, depending on the blot. Maybe it's an Agadah to Gemara, yes. It's a Lamda Shapitza Gemara, there might not be any Psukim. If he's learning just the Yeshiva Shemesechtas, he's not going to come across too many Psukim. He's going to just, Gemara. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's hard to imagine that he holds it has to be 3-3-3 equally. According to Amram Goin, it's definitely not equal. As Parshas HaTamid as long as Ezo Mekoyman, and Ezo Mekoyman is as long as Rabbi Shmuel Leib? Clearly not. We pointed out last week from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, if you're going to use Amram Goin's trick, you actually have to know what you're saying in the Karbanos. Because this is not just a Shaila of Tefillah. This is the Shaila of Liman HaTorah, right? You're using the Tamid and the Mishnayos and the Gemara as your Liman HaTorah. You got to know what you're saying. So you got to understand what the words mean in order to be okay. What? No, that's what you have to understand. It's learning, right? So some people even say to do it with the Nigan you do when you learn, because this is your learning. This is your Kim of Talmud Torah to be Mekayim this din of Ashil Ashton. No, there is such an idea that we do things in learning as opposed to davening, as opposed to Nigan Belimut. We find that in a couple places.
So we shouldn't just daven it up.
You should at least know what you're saying. That's the idea. Now, if you take a look over at number three, Michael knows a sefer, the Avodah Berurah, right?
Right.
I know you knew that sefer. So it's a very nice sefer, Avodah Zarah. Very nice sefer. So he quotes the Hakir, which we've kind of been bouncing around for the last couple of weeks, but he puts it into a little bit more clear-cut layout for us. He says this, V'yesh la'ayin. We have to break this down. We have a Gemara.
it's based
That's
on
a
this.
fair question. It's very possible you're not. That's the famous joke, right? That's why do people say there's a misnomer that you're allowed to use shalosh shudos as Torah. You're allowed to use shalosh shudos Torah instead of eating shalosh shudos. So one of the Litvisha Rebbe's, Litvisha Rosh Hashiva said, you can't. Because why, if someone disproves the Torah, then you're not yet to shalosh shudos. That's a Litvisha joke. The truth is you're not yet to shalosh shudos with Torah. That's not true. It's a mistake. It's a mistake because it's based off of the case when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. And there's a Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Aruch HaShulchan who says there's no good way to eat Shal Shudas. So once there's no good way to eat Shal Shudas, might as well just learn. That's what it says. It doesn't say learn, eat Shal Shudas, learn instead of Shal Shudas. It says once you can't eat Shal Shudas, what else do you do with your free time? So you go learn. Not that learning is a key of Shal Shudas, but that's the Litvisha answer. That's why they say over, there's a Taisvis in Yevamos. Taisvis says over that Avraham Avinu had a daughter, Vakoil. So Taisvis has a Kasha, so why didn't Yitzchak marry her? So the cute answer is because Yitzhak was afraid that what happens if they upslug the Drasha one day and they won't have a wife. Okay. Cute teretz. Now obviously hard to understand. But Taisus actually has that kasha. Taisus and Yevamos has two terutzim. Why Yitzhak didn't marry his half sister named Bakur. But that's the cute answer because he's afraid they'd upslug the Drasha one day and she would disappear. Okay. So if you look over here in the Avodah Berurah, he clears the Chakira. The Yesh La'ayin. What exactly is the reason of why the Torah wants us to divide our day into three? Right, this is something worthwhile to discuss. Good, we have a drasha. You said you have to divide your day into three, and again, it's based on a pasuk. Good. So the Torah wants us to divide either our day, our week, however you want to slice. But why? What's this hakpada? Why does Hashem care how I learn Torah? So the obvious two ways of looking at it is we'll call it one way is because this is a way to get you to know Torah. We have two separate mitzvahs on the books. One is a mitzvah of yediyas haTorah. We all have to know all of Torah. And then there's a mitzvah called Limud HaTorah. What's the nafkimi naf? I learn the same Gemara every single day of my life. Same Masechta, or the same seven Masechtas like they do in some yeshivas, right? The same thing over and over, year after year. I don't expand on my ideas. So I'm a kind of mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Good, right? But again, I'm not expanding beyond my real yediyah. I'm not learning. I'm not touching other parts of the Masechtas. We pointed out in Volozhin, they went straight from Brachas to Nida. They learned everything. They skipped nothing. In Slabodka, they changed it. And Slabodka is where they started what we call today the Yeshivish and Masechta style. But old Volozhin, they went straight. From Brachas, Talmida, every Gemara, every Sugya, they didn't skip Agadita, today in Yeshivas, they jump around. These two blad are not so exciting, we'll skip it, we'll go to a more exciting. And Volozhin, they went straight. That's a Slabodka Chiddush. So today, most of the Rosh Yeshivas that came to America were from Slabodka, not from Volozhin. They were not young enough, old enough to be in Volozhin. So the Slabodka style became the style today in the Yeshivas that we call what's called the Yeshivish and Masechta. We know the same seven, eight Masechtas, and the same three or four Parakim, and that's all we know. So it's very nice. We're learning Torah, but we're not getting Yediyas HaTorah. Rabbi Yaakov used to say people spend their whole life learning how to learn. When do they actually learn? And a guy says, I'm learning how to learn. That's I'm learning how to learn. So Rabbi Yaakov would say, oh, good. When are you actually going to learn if you're always learning how to learn? You got to eventually learn. That was Rabbi Yaakov's issue with the yeshivish style of learning. But there's two mitzvahs. There's learning Torah, and then there's knowing Torah. So you could learn that's the two tzaddim over here in this Gemara. Is a person supposed to divide his day into three to get Yediyas HaTorah? That's the best way to maximize your time and to gain the most information. If you divide your day into three, so you have a chunk of studying this, that, then you'll get the most information. That's one way of learning it. The other way of learning is no, it's not about getting information. It's merely about Hashem wants you to learn Torah, and he wants you to learn a little bit of all of his Torah. That's the chayra, the tut study. What would the obvious nafkamina be? The obvious nafkamina would be is if I'm not covering any ground. Right, let's say according to Amram Goin, I'm learning the same thing every single day. I said the same Mishnah with the same Parashat Talmud. Am I covering any ground? Am I getting more ideas? No, I know I'm still the same Amar as I was yesterday. I just said Ezum Koyman and Rabbi Shmuel and Parashat Talmud every day for 70 years of my life. I don't know any more Torah. You probably should. No,
halacha,
no, because I'll get to that also. But the Gemara says you got to learn a little bit of everything. The question is why? If the reason why you have a little bit of everything is to get a little a knowledge of everything, following of Amram Goin's route, it's not going to work because you're not gaining any more knowledge. You're learning the same thing every single day. You're learning the same Mishnah, the same Pesukim in the Chumash, and the same Brayso.
Unless he holds, if you learn it deep enough, you'll end up covering everything.
It's before davening. He's not learning it. The Chayiro, what you have to say is, Rabbi Amram Goin held, that's not the agenda. The agenda wasn't how can I maximize my knowledge. The agenda was Hashem wants, Meizet Amshia, that every single day a Jew learns a little bit of everything. And it's not about how much even. Right, the Rambam is going to be shtickle shvek because the Rambam was very makbid on how much. Three. That's absurd. Why does he care how much you get? Right, we'll have to come back to the Rambam. But l'chayr, according to Amram Goin, and for that matter, Rabbeinu Tam, when you learn a piece of Gemara, are you going to be gaining Yedias, you're gonna get a pasuk here, a pasuk there. Yeah, you're gonna walk away again. I was reading again. I found I couldn't find it, and I found the Making of a Gadol book. So that's always a great book to read. They write over there that in something in Sabbat Yeshiva, it was like a was not acceptable to learn Tanakh. They used to learn Tanakh like hidden, like Bitsina. It wasn't like it was just a little against our Gemara. Our Gemara sounds like you're supposed to learn Tanakh. If Yaakov was famous, he studied Tanakh B'i, and that's why he knew Tanakh so well. But it seems like in Slobodka and the yeshivas in those years, it was not like not acceptable to learn Tanakh. Tanakh was like shtickle tabud. Not exactly, but it wasn't like the same thing as learning a piece of Gemara. And it doesn't say. I was trying to get something out of it. I thought it would help us understand the Gemara here. It's strange.
A sub kakira, which involves new material in Chazara.
Correct, correct. Same thing. So what exactly is the purpose of this? If you look over in the Avodah Brewer, he writes very nicely. He says, "V'yesh lain. Is this stems from my mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The mitzvah of Limerat Torah, who she yasi b'chol yimechayav the mikra mishnah b'talmud. Hashem says, I want you to learn Torah, and I want you to learn a little bit of everything. Oy dezem mitzar hachiv shel yediyas atay. No, that's not the reason. Hashem wants you to maximize the amount of information you can get. You got to get a lot. There's a lot to know out there." So therefore, the kibbutz in the idea kamachaya reyocholia shloiyom a klal mishnah gemara. Now, if a person spends his whole life learning one topic, he can die and never touch that topic. I think we spoke about this once. That's brought down in quite a few svarim that a person is going to be held accountable when he leaves this world and never touched Kabbalah, never learned Zayah, and have to come back and learn Zayah. Even though we're not pushing for a Zayah share here, but it is brought down in quite a few places that that's something a person has to have some form of a shaykhus to. If not, he's going to have to come back and do it again so he can have a shaykhus to Zayah. So the same thing, a person has to have a idea of all Chalokei HaTorah. So, im yom matchila rak mikra v'achach mishnah v'achach gemara, ulechein tzorech l'shal jam v'mishad. So what's the chakira? What is the purpose of splitting it? If splitting makes it now that I'll get to a little bit of everything, or splitting is just merely an option for me to learn Torah, and Hashem says, I want you to learn Torah this way. So he wants to tell you like this, u'mochach d'shidas Rabbeinu Tam, t'achiv l'shal jam v'einoy mishum shiela yidias HaTorah. He says clearly from Rabbeinu Tam, and I would add from Amram Goyen also, it's not about getting Yediyah Sateru. Why? He says because the Vadi Rabbeinu Tam, if you wanted to gain knowledge in Chumash, learning the Gemara is a backwards way of going. You're going to learn the Chumash from the Gemara. That's not the best way to attack learning Chumash. If you wanted to master Tanakh, I would not suggest, oh, open a Gemara and wait for the Gemara to quote a pasuk, and then you'll be so confused. Right? It's a lot easier if you know the Chumash before. So if Rabbeinu Tam holds that all you got to do is learn Gemara, clearly Rabbeinu Tam's agenda wasn't, how can I maximize my knowledge of Torah? So he says, so he wants to tell you, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, a person has to just learn Torah. Now, there's a shayla how to learn Rabbeinu Tam's svar. Rabbeinu Tam, when you read Rabbeinu Tam, when I think most of us read Rabbeinu Tam, and for sure the yeshiva guys, it sounds like from Taisus that if I want to be Mekayim this din, all I do is open a Gemara. I learn a Gemara and I get all three. The problem is the Shla Kaddish did not learn this way. The Shla Kaddish learned Rabbeinu Tam a totally different way. The Shla Kaddish learned Rabbeinu Tam that Rabbeinu Tam is talking about after you already mastered Chumash, after you already mastered Navi, now you could talk about learning Gemara. But before you have any handle on Chumash, which most yeshiva guys don't, you can't even come to talk about learning Gemara. So if you take a look in the Shla over here, number four. Right. That's where they do it. They go in order. They first learn, they master Chumash, they master Mishnah. The truth is, honestly, they probably have a much easier time learning Gemara. It's so much easier. We have such a hard time. We get a pasuk here, we don't know what it's talking about. We get a Gemara. You know, if you know all the Mishnahs, you know all everything, it's much easier. So if you look in the Shla Kodesh number four, he writes, this is the Shla Masechah Shavuos. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, Pirish, on the same Chamahod, Amin, and the Sanhedrin. Bavel, Balula, Bamikra, Mishnah, Batam, the Tam of Bavli, Balul, Mikulam, Alkain. Listen to what the Shla writes. Tzarech Adam, Lizar, Liashrena, Halachas, Batam, the Chayom. A person has to learn a shtuk of Gemara every single day. Mikam okay. Tzarech Adam Leroy Sheil Matari Nevi Miksuv Mishnah B'Talmud. No, says the Shla. It's not just learn Gemara. It's learn Gemara, of course. But you also have to learn, you have to know Tari Nevi Miksuv Mishnah B'Talmud. The Yil Matari Shev Iksav Tari Nevi Miksuv Kseh Dan Zeh Chazeh. The Achakach Tari Shev Alpeh. Shisa Sej Mishnah B'Zeh Chazeh. The Chol Kach Pam Yil Matari Achi Yishkurim Lai Balpeh. The Halacha B'Talmud B'Chol Yom V'Yom Kidei Sheh Yotzeh Sheh Yashlish Kol Yom. What do you see from the Shla Kaddish?
What does he mean by
Le'Rosh Shai Yimod? So he's Rabbi, the understood Rabbeinu Tam, that the din of Rabbeinu Tam was not starting from the beginning, not starting from scratch. I don't know anything, and I'll just open a Gemara, and I'll get a little bit of everything. Oh, says the Shla Kaddish, you got to master everything first. You have to master Chumash, you have to master everything, you have to know everything. And then, if you learn Gemara every single day, you'll get a little bit of everything every single day.
How do you master?
No.
What's the Seder?
He tells
What's
you.
the Derech?
He
How do
tells
you do
you.
that? Coming out every day to the third,
No.
all these things,
The
and
chiddush of
how do you master
the
it?
way I understand the shloah is saying that there's two dinim over here. There's yedias haTorah and there's liman haTorah. Yedias haTorah you got to do on your own. You got to make a system. You got to make a nach yoimi, a ta yoimi. However you're going to do it, you got to master a chumash.
However you want to
However you
do
want to
it.
do it. And now there's another din. There's a second din that every single day a person should learn a little bit of everything. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that the Gemara can do for you. That Gemara fulfills that void. By learning Gemara, you'll get a little bit of everything every single day. But you're not getting Yedias haTorah that way.
But first, you Yedias haTorah Seder.
That's right.
Don't worry about
That's
it.
right. So according to the Shlod's version of Rabbeinu Tam, it's not what yeshiva guys do. Rabbeinu Tam was the second din. Rabbeinu Tam said, if you want to be Mekayim, learning a little bit of everything every single day, after you already master Torah, Nevi'im, Tzuvah, Mishnah, and Gemara, then you learn Gemara. But just to use Gemara as your regular, Rabbeinu Tam, you can't do. So you see from the Shlod Kodesh that he learned Rabbeinu Tam. Not the way we learned Rabbeinu Tam. We learned Rabbeinu Tam that it was about Limanat Torah, not Yedias Torah. He's saying, of course, it's about Limanat. It's about Limanat Torah, but you first have to get the Yedias Torah. And once you have Yedias Torah, then you can use Gemara for Limanat Torah.
When you do your Yedias haTorah, you do all three.
Sounds like not. Sounds like you first master, however you're going to master it. And now that you mastered everything, and
No,
now
yeah,
you.
I'm saying so.
No, Encham,
You're saying years of your life
right,
you do
right, right, right.
Torah, and a few
Correct.
years of your life you do
Right.
Liam,
You,
and that's
however you get,
however you want.
however you
That's
figure
it.
it out.
You only won't be 25 years old.
And
You just open up a Gemara.
according to him, no, he's not saying you can't open a Gemara. He's just saying that to use Rabbeinu Tam, you have to first be a Yedea Kol HaTorah. Then you can use Rabbeinu Tam just to say, I touched a little bit of everything today.
So the opposite of Rama.
Exactly, exactly. So this Shlo HaKadosh takes the two Tzadon of the Chakira and makes it one. There's two parts. There's Yedias HaTorah, which every Jew has to have on his own. That's your problem. You get the Yedias. And there's another thing called Liman HaTorah. That you can use Tosfos for. But you can't use Tosfos for anything else. That's the Shlo's Chiddush. If you take a look in the Ritvan of a Desire, I mentioned it. I wanted to read it inside this week.
But if you follow that, you've never got to work.
No, according to the Shlach HaKadosh, you got to master Chumash, Mishnah, and Gemara. However you do that, doesn't mean you can't learn Gemara also. It means, but you got to come to the table with the Yedias HaTorah. Once you have Yedias HaTorah, you want to use the Gemara for your touching all three that you could do. But don't use your Gemara as your way of getting to know Torah. You got to know that on your own. That's what the way, that's not the way we read Rabbeinu Tam. And we'll see, presumably, that's not the way the Rama either understood Rabbeinu Tam.
So according to that one side, if let's say a person just says Kriya Shema.
Prima Gadam, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so then they'll be Yotze the
Limanatar, correct?
Not Yotze the Limanatar.
Yeah.
But they will be Yotze the Limanatar.
Prima Gadam writes, we'll actually see it again today. Prima Gadam writes that the lowest level of Kriya Shema is Ayidei Kriya Shema. And we spoke about this. We spoke about this, when did we talk about this recently? I forgot already. We had a share about this somewhere. No, no, we had this on a Sunday morning show. It came up. Take a look at this with Ritvan Avodah Zarah. This Gemara in Kiddushin appears in Avodah Zarah also on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. This Ritva is over there, number 5. Look at the Ritva. He says, "Lekulay Pirushe." According to all Pshatim, "Ein Chalokim Shavim." You do not have to divide it equally. El Shayil Man Mishlashtan. You learn a little bit of all three. Ava Kolechad Kifim Mashitzarach Umayil Yaseh. Which, however much you need. I mean, Chumash will take up less time. Mishnah might take up a little more time. Gemara will take up more time. You don't have to divide your day into perfect thirds. Not like the Rambam. So Ritva takes for a given that you do not have to spend every equally dividing out your day. As long as you learn a little bit of everything, you're good to go. Va'omer Rabbeinu, he quotes from his Rabbeinu. Who was the Ritva's Rebbe? The Ritva's Rebbe was the Ra'ah. So he says, for my Rebbe, the Ra'ah. I don't know if it was his Rebbe. I'm pretty sure they were contemporaries, but I don't know if it was his Rebbe. I think I'm pretty sure. That when he calls his Rebbe, he's referring to the Ra'ah. So he writes, "V'amar Rabbeinu she'ein ze elo betchilas Talmud Shalom." This is only when you get started. Who said this also? This was the Rambam. Rambam said this Chiddush also. "Avu kishadam oymed al Talmud." When a person's already starting, he's already mastered it. "Vade tzorach shi'idin roiv zmanim b'Talmud she'yashlim par." Oh, he should spend most of his day learning Gemara. Listen to this: "The she'yashlim par she'oysev matziv b'chol Shabbos." But he should do shtayim mikra. The yayin ma'at b'nevi'im uksuvim lepamim, and they should take a dabble in nevi'im uksuvim occasionally. What does the Ritva want with this? What does the Ritva want?
They Ritva? Want the Torah is only Dr. Torah,
I got that part. But again, the Ritva holds. He's quoting from the Ra. The Ra holds like the Rambam that this whole Gemara was only for a starter, for a master Talmud Chacham. You're done. You do what you want. Learn whatever you want. But he says, but no, not so fast. You can't do that. Why? Because you got to at least do Shtayim Mikra. And we know Shtayim Mikra is a Din D'Rabban. It's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. We actually had to share about it once. What's the lumdis and all the details. But it's a separate mitzvah. So why do you still... What does he want with that? So it sounds like to me from the Ritva that the Ritva held that even though Eina Chanami, I'm done the mitzvah once I'm a master Tam Chacham, but there's still a Zach that you should try to learn a little bit of everything throughout your life. I mean, don't spend your whole day doing one thing. Get a little bit of everything, similar to what we saw from Rabbeinu Tam. Now, you want to have a little Shaykhah to all the Chalokei HaTorah. So therefore, he says, you know, do Shtai Mikra. Not because you have to do Shtai Mikra anyways, because it's a mitzvah Drabbanah. But his point is that we want you to have a Shaykhah to Torah. And then he says, and I want you to occasionally look in the Navim Nitzuvim. You know what? Because a Jew should have a Shaykhah to all Chalokei HaTorah. Even though the bulk of your day is going to be on Gemara, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what the Gemara Bava Metzia says to do. But a Jew still has to remember, says the Ritva, that he has to touch upon all topics of the Torah occasionally, not, you know, full time, not a third, but he has to have a Shaykhah to all Chalokei HaTorah. That's what it sounds like to me from the Ritva. Now, he doesn't say why. Well, see, the Rambam says, because we're afraid you're going to forget. The Rambam says, practically, you learned the Pasuk Chumash 10 years ago. You know what? People forget things. The Ritva doesn't say a word about forgetting. He just says he thinks that a Jew, sounds like for me that a Jew is supposed to have a connection to all parts of the Torah, so he needs to study, focus Gemara predominantly, and he still should keep up a relationship with the other parts of the Torah. Right? It's very similar to the Shlomo. It's like what the Shlomo wanted to say. The Shlomo wanted to say, you have to master Yedias HaTorah, and now that you have Yedias HaTorah, we want you to touch, well, he was going in the Rabbeinu Tam, who was saying it daily. Here, it's not daily, it seems like just periodically, just keep up with those things. And then it gets better. Then he writes, because of Hashem of Amram, ki mibnei mem razu, because of this Gemara, nagu ha'am, the world, the Welt is noig, b'chol yoyim shachar's likre parashal shal Torah, es karbani lachmi, v'zehu mikro, that's the Chumash, v'yachakach perik ezu m'kayim ha'mishum mishta, that's the Mishnah, v'yachakach re'bishum aloyim ha'mishum Talmud, k'dei she'yatsu b'zei deich koi v'oysam she'en lahem p'nai kol yoyim lomud. This way, you'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah for those who don't have time to learn a whole day. Now, what do you see from this? What do you see from this Ritva? So if you remember last week, we had a kasha. We had a kasha last week that the Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeya paskens like the Rambam, that you have to take every day and divide it into three parts. Then we had a kasha that Aruch Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch writes, like this Rambam going. So we had a kasha. Well, which one are you supposed to do? So the Ritva answers it. He says, what? This is for people who cannot learn all day. If you're not learning all day, so then you got to do at least this. But if you're going to learn a whole day, then you do like that, like I wrote in Yaradeya, 3, 3, 3. According to what the Ritva just added at the end, that this of Amram Goyim was for who? For those who don't have time to learn a whole day. So what do you see? Chiddush. You see that even if Amram Goyim held Avad, if you're going to be learning, if you have 10 hours a day to learn, you divide those hours into 3, 3, 3, 3. So what did Rav Amram Goyim send to the people in Spain? That was for people that were not learning 10 hours a day. They were learning much less. So if you're not going to learn that, at least get these three things.
He wasn't so much interested in
the idea. Exactly. That's right.
The same thing every single day.
Correct. Clearly, Rav Amram Goyim was not focused on Yediyah Satayu. He was focused on Limud HaTorah. Because you just touch a little bit of everything every single day.
So how do you send the Siddur of the Yeshiva community?
Right. That's right. Right. If he would have been sending it to a place where he thought they're going
to
be learning all day.
So
the truth is, the way Tosis brings it down, it doesn't sound like that. But Taisi brings down Rav Amram Goyim, it's like Rav Amram Goyim holds, this is the apropos way to Mekayim the Gemara. According to the Rei de Ritva says, no, that's not the pshat. This is for the guy who's not learning a whole day. But if you're going to be learning a whole day, of course, find your day until learning.
This is a way that you, I'd say, and after that, learn as much
that's
Gemara.
Right. Whatever you want. Right.
To this. According to his reading of the Rabbeinu Tam to this approach also. Could have been Rav Amram's is only
that's right.
Once you've learned everything, correct. Then you could do it.
Right. In
it's interesting he didn't say that.
Right. Tosis by us, the way Tosis quotes both Rabbeinu Tam and Rav Amram Goyim, it sounds like these are both lechatchila options for a Jew to be mekayim this din. Now we're seeing that
Two different types of Jews.
Two different types of Jews, according to this. Now then the Ritva adds something which I think is a great Moshe Shmuz.
No, this is great.
What? Which way?
Those that already learned.
Then there might be three different types of Jews, correct. Then this end part is really a Moshe Shmuz. But if the Moshe Shmuz and the Ritvan of Adizar, how often do you get that? He writes, Oime Moiri. Maybe Moiri means the Ra'ah and Rabbeinu with the Ramban, I'm not sure. He says, Moiri, Bibnei Shakuloi Shinoi Beloi Shomachoikis. I mean, the question is, why do we pick Ezo Makoim? Very nice. Mishnah is, but why do we pick that one? So he says, because that's the one without Machoikis. Frekta Ritva, the Avabish ain't Kule Halochihi, and not everything in there is accepted Halochal Maisa. Dokatoni Ha Pesach ain't an Echelal Chatzois. What do we say every morning? We say, Ha Pesach ain't an Echelal Chatzois. Not true. This That's what Pasha we paskin like that. Some people paskin that you could eat Karim Pesach all night, which is why you could eat Afi Karim after Chatzos. There's a Mishnah Megillah that sounds like you can eat afikamim the whole night. So for Ektiv as well, why would you pick a Mishnayis that's not a Libra de Hilchasa? I get it. It's beautiful. There's no machlaik. It's fantastic. But it's not a Libra de Hilchasa. Says there's one Mikol Mokim. Acher Shenishna Kol HaPera Kula B'lei Machlaik is Klau. Uroi Lishnas Yoysi Mishaprok. Says the Ritzvah, I know it's not a libidelis, but a perik without any machloikis is worth putting in. Now, you have to remember, this machloikis is not a petty machloikis, it's machloikis Shem Shemayim. Says the Ritzvah, it's still better. The major Musash Mus. That a perik in Mishnais where there's no machloikis, even though we don't paskin like that. No, meaning it's not on the. Meaning in the Mishnah itself, you don't see it. It's not recorded in the Mishnah machloikis. It's based on a Mishnah Mesechus Megillah, we know it's a machloikis. So it says to Jews across the world, at least in Spain, in the beginning, we're saying every single day this Perek Mishnayis, even though it's not accepted la halacha, just because there's no open machloikas in the Mishnah. That's a Moshe Shmuz for Achdus and Klal Yisrael. But in any case, that's the Ritva's opinion. So what do we have so far? We have Amram Goin, and we have Rabbeinu Tam. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? So we correct. I mean, it's still a Kim Atayra. Meaning he's saying it's still Kim Atayra. But he's saying it's just ironic that you think we'd pick a Mishnah. Now, again, if this is also Yediyas HaTorah, this is the bad way to go, right? You don't want to learn Yediyas that are not a Libra de Hilchasa. Interesting. That's why I thought this Ritva was a fascinating.
The Musar Chiddush is that we learn something that even though it's not Makubal, everybody, it still has value. So you still got to respect other points of view.
It's an important Musar, but I just, it's surprising to see this from a Ritva and Avodah Zarah. I would have expected to see it somewhere else, but it's an interesting takeaway. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is exactly like the Rambam. It says the Shulchan Aruch Ketzad, Hoya Baal Umnis, be someone who works. So you have to be a dayak like this. This whole Rambam is only for someone who works. If you don't work, what do you do then? Then you have to default like a Bamram doing. So if a guy's working, and again, his Baal Umnis means, a Baal Umnis means that you have 3 hours to work and 9 hours to learn. Okay, but according to what we saw in the Ritva, it comes out like this. If you're a guy that has 3 hours to work and 9 hours to learn, then you do 3, 3, 3, 3. But if you're a guy who has to go to work right after davening, you got to catch the train. You don't have 3, 3, 3, nothing. So then you do a Amram Goin. So according to this, Amram Goin is a second option for someone who can't spend his day learning. When we learned the sugya last week, we learned that they're independent svaras. One doesn't hold of the other. Here, it sounds like from the result that maybe they work with each other. Just each case is discussing a different type of person's schedule. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kate said, how you bab this vice of malachte. A guy has a job and he does his job. So Shalosh Shoyz Biyam. He works 3 hours a day. Beteisha Betoyer and he learns 9 hours a day. Kayre Shalosh Men Betoyer Shabiksav. Bushalosh Toyer Shabapeh. Ubushalosh Yovin Dover Mitoch Dover. And the last 3 hours he spends it understanding things and understanding, deriving something from something else. Those are the way he spends his 3 hours. And then he goes on to continue the same thing that we saw in the Rambam. Now, I want to just skip to the Rambam.
By the way, when he says Torah Shabbat Peh here, is he referring to Mishnah?
No, so we pointed out already the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch does a whole Torah Shabbat Peh is much broader. Torah Shabbat Peh includes, he learns, his Mishnah is everything. His Gemara also. His Gemara is what we call today Lomdis and Svaras and applied applications.
Isn't a Parsha Pshat? Because the next thing he says is Yavin Dover Mitoch Dover. That's
right.
The Lomdis
part. Right. According to the Rambam, so most of us, when we learn the Gemara's Lashon is Mikra Mishnah Talmud. So we assume Mishnah means Mishnayis and Talmud means Gemara. Right. Rambam learned Mishnah meant Gemara u Talmud, and Talmud meant everything after that. Applied, understanding, drushas, svaras, chakiras, that's all included
also
in Talmud.
Halacha l'maaseh.
And halacha also. Now if you take a look in the Ramah, says the Ramah, v'yeshayimim, she-Talmud bavli she-ubolu b'mikra b'mishnah v'Talmud, adam yoytzi de-chavaseh b'shvil ha-kel. The simple reading of the Ramah, Ramah is recording Rabbeinu Tam, he sounds like that this is the way to go. Yeah. Not like the Shalak Kaddish, who said this is only for the guy who have to already master the Chumash. Well, number 6. And the small print, after the Mechaber, Hagav, Yeshayimim, Shabbat Talmud, Bavlush, Ubolo, Bemikra, Bemishnah, Talmud, Adam, Yoytzidei, Chavasai, Bishvalakur. When you read the Ramah that way, it sounds like the way we learned Rabbeinu Tam in Taisus. It's not that you have to first master Mikra Mishnah and then you can use Rabbeinu Tam. It sounds like you can use Rabbeinu Tam right off the bat. Just learn a piece of Gemara and you'll be Mekayim, the din of the Shilashta. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, writes, "V'al zeh onu soimchen." This Rabbeinu Tam is what we all hang our hats. The loim dimirak Talmud Bavli. We only learn Talmud Bavli. Again, it sounds like. Then he says, "V'Rabbeinu haramah hevi dvarav eila v'chein onu noigim umayrim uboyim." That's what we do. Umiu v'vadei tzarech liyed hamikra v'hamishnah. What does he want with that last line? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, "We all are soimchen Rabbeinu Tam. We only learn Gemara. That's what we all do. But you also have to know Mr. Mishnah. So you could learn like the Shlah. He's saying like the Shlah, that this whole Rabbeinu Tam is only after you mastered Chumash. I'm not so sure. Exactly. I think he just means to say is that don't think just learning Gemara is going to make you a Baki in Mikra and Mishnah. It's not going to work. You're not going to get that much knowledge. So maybe he's just giving you an Eitz HaToyva. You have to know at least Mikra and Mishnah. Don't think Gemara is going to be your answer to your Diyas HaToyva. Not clear. So the Shlah Kodesh would say, that's exactly what the Shlah is saying. I don't know if that's what the Rosh Hashanah means, because then it's hard to say that we're relying on Rabbeinu Tam if we're not really getting Rabbeinu Tam. I'm thinking maybe it's more of like an Eitz HaToyva. You don't think you're going to get all your ideas from the Gemara. It's just not true. You still need to sit down and have time to learn the other things in order to master them.
He's addressing a deficit within the Rabbeinu Tam system.
Correct.
Plus, to go through Gemara,
and that, Gemara, so what does he want? So what does he mean? So is he rejecting Rabbeinu Tam? Is he saying a way to tweak Rabbeinu? Sounds like an Eitz HaToyva. If you want to get Rabbeinu Tam, try to make a Seder to still learn Mikra and Mishnah.
Okay, how do we know La'olam means that that's like the La'olam Yas, right? We have another La'olam Yas, Adam B'Torah, Mishnah, Shloah, Shema.
Right.
That's ideal. It's not ideal.
Yeah.
But maybe here, when it says La'olam, the Gemara is just giving advice. Is that maybe the idea?
I agree with you.
Know everything.
It could be the Gemara.
That's one way of getting it.
It could be the Gemara just giving you advice. But the problem is, if you look in the Rishayim, they recorded it, Mamish, as... As is the Rambam for sure, right? I still don't have. We'll see in a few minutes another Pshat. But what bothers me the most about the Rambam is why the Hakpada of dividing the time. Why is the time so essential? Three. Why do you have to be so so?
Maybe based on the Gemara, Vishilash.
So Yitzchak Sirotkin says that, but I don't like that because
he also says that also.
What? Well, no, but the
Yishalish.
But
it's
not.
Yeah, we're Tosfos. Yibachal Yamatzri Yishalish. Does that mean equally?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not. Well, hey, why? So that, right? I mean, Yishamesh means divide into three. Well, again, so Yitzchak Sirotsky makes his deal. He says, "What do you mean? The Rambam got it from the Gemara. The Gemara says divide into three. We know exactly doesn't mean three equal parts. Divide into three means make three, may have three sidarim of this liman. So at the end of the day, so I was thinking maybe you bring it back to the original Chakir. Right? Is it about liman atayra or is it about yedias atayra? If it's about liman atayra. So you could really play around with this, right? If it's about Liman HaTorah, would Hashem care if it's equal? Maybe yes. Maybe Hashem says, I want you to learn equally a little bit of each one of my Torah. If it's about Yedias HaTorah, I definitely don't understand. Why? Because we pick up certain Yedias faster than other Yedias, right? So the Rambam, we're saying that the Rambam holds itself Yedias HaTorah. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam, right? Because the Rambam says, you got to learn three. And the Rambam says, once you mastered it, you don't have to do it anymore. So that means the Rambam clearly was learning also Yedias HaTorah. Because according to the Rambam, once you become a seasoned Talmud Chacham, you drop this whole thing and you go straight to learning Gemara all day. So it means the Rambam held this din of Vishalashtim as a din of Yedias HaTorah. And still the Rambam has very, very careful 3 hours.
It's very complicated. It's split into three. By the time you know Chumash, you're able to stop that.
Right.
And I'll do Mishnah and Gemara split those in half because
really, maybe. I mean, depending on how your path takes you. But in any case, if you take a look over in the Sefer HaPardes L'Rashi, I found something interesting. He writes over here on our Gemara, right? The Gemara says, why? We learned it from a pasuk. Vishilashtem. I'll take it. Vishinatem. Sefer Apardes L'Rashi says no. The reason why you got to split it is so it sounds like there's something about a Jew should always be familiar, have on his lips, on his mouth, a little bit of all of Chalkei HaTorah. That sounds more like not about Yedias HaTorah, but about the side of Liman HaTorah. A Jew should learn a little bit of each one of the Chelke HaTorah. No?
It seems to me that you should always be on top of it.
Could be. Could be. It's not clear to me if it's Yedia or Liman.
And it throws into the Sefer.
So yeah. I don't have a shot on the Sefer Pause. I put it on just for fun. What exactly he wants. Which way is he going in Archaic? Now, let's talk about... Yeah.
I don't understand the idea that... or the position that if you learn, once you master Chumash, you're done with that shlish, right? Then you gotta.
And you go Gemara all day.
Because the whole limud is from, we're not reading the Shinatan, we're learning the Shinatan.
Correct.
Okay, right? But the context of the pasuk is it's what you do every single day. So in other words, it's. Those are things you're supposed to do. In other words,
that's a good question.
So that means that's something that this shilashtem has to occur every day.
Right.
It couldn't mean that once you finish one, you never have to do it again.
Good. So the truth is, the Rambam's chiddush, which is the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, the Ritva, it's really shver in the Gemara. When you read the Gemara, you don't see this chiddush. You read the Gemara. It sounds like from the Gemara, this is a lifelong investment. And what's the raya from the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, how do you know how long you're going to live? What are you talking about? This is only a short, this is only a short-term thing. If you learn the Gemara like the Rambam, that in the Havamini of the Gemara already knew that this was a short-lived thing. What's the Gemara's kasha? How do you know how long you're going to live? But this is, I don't have to do this my whole life. I only have to do this for a small part of my life. So you could learn that the Rambam changed his tune after he got to the end of the Gemara. But the Gemara itself is very difficult on the Rambam. We saw the Lechem Mishnah says he doesn't know where the Rambam got it from. He thinks the Rambam came up with this chiddush just because he looked around and no one was keeping this Gemara. So he came up with the pshat. It must be that it's only once you mastered it. And after you mastered it, you can do what you want. We saw the Pnei Yeshua and the Vilna going through what he got it from the Gemara and Bal Metzia. But it's a good kasha. This chiddush of the Rambam seems to not apply, does not seem to scream to you from the Gemara. 100%. It's very shvach. Yet the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like it. And the Ritva brings down such a pshat as well. Okay, let's take a look over to Sefer Darkei Ezri. Michael, I don't think you're going to know who he is.
Darkei Ezri,
his name is Rabbi Eli Leibovitz. He was my Rosh Chabura in high school. Leibovitz. Dr. Irving Leibovitz's son. Not Irving, the one from Riverdale. That's the one from LA's brother. So he was my Rosh Chabura when I was in high school. I think now he's a Rebbe somewhere in Lakewood. So he wrote a very nice Sefer called Darkei Ezri. That's the name of all Swarm. He wrote them on Shas. So I like to look at them every once in a while. He used to be when I used to live in Kew Gardens. So his grandfather lived next to me and he used to come to a shir. I gave. He always used to give me all his son's Svarim. Now I have them on the computer, but he used to give me the hard copy. Every time his son came, I think he got it paid for them. So every single time his grandson came out of another safe, he always gave me a copy. So I have all the copies in my house, but I don't really use Svarim. I use everything from the computer. But it's now on the computer, they're all his Svarim. So he writes very nicely. So he points out over the Ha'ara from the Sefer Rekeh. So many people made this Ha'ara last week when we learned the Rambam. The Rambam says, you take your day, you work not, you work 3 hours, then you learn 9 hours. Problem is, what do you do with your nights, according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, you got to take your day hours of learning, which is 9 hours, you split it into three. What do you do at night? So we assume that you're off at night. Have a good time, relax, whatever, right? Oh, but the problem is the Rambam himself writes that we have a mitzvah to learn Torah b'layla also. So, one sec. If I have a mitzvah to learn Torah at night also, v'gis, v'yom v'layla, I got to learn Torah at night also, does the Rambam hold that nighttime is free-for-all style, meaning freestyle learning? The whole time, day learning is rigorous. You got to do 3, 3, 3, 3. Nighttime, of course, you have to learn, but that's like free play. Do whatever you want. Yes. Whatever you want to learn. So if he quotes over from the Sefer Ma'aser Rekech, or the Sefer Ma'aser Rekech, Loma Mitoch Tevei HaRambam, the whole Iker Din L'Shalish L'mud Yehavirak B'Shal Shalayim. The whole Din of Yishalish is only during the 3 hours of the 9 hours of daytime. The Loy B'Shoyis HaPnuyis B'Layla, not your free time at night. Why? Shari HaRambam L'Chi Shavel L'Shoyis HaYim. The Rambam only told you about how to divide your day hours. Even the Rambam agrees, you have to learn Torah at night. Person learns a lot of his knowledge is at night. Nonetheless, so the Ma'aser Rekech makes his diyuk. The Ma'aser Rekech makes the diyuk that you see from this Rambam that the din of Shilashtim is only on your day learning, not your night. Huh? Oh, why would that be? That's his question.
One idea.
Yeah.
Context of the Gemara is Yishinatana Banecha.
Okay.
Teaching, maybe he's talking about time during which we normally teach your child.
So that goes back to whether or not we learn the Pasuk Kipshuta that's talking about teaching your sons or teaching your Talmidim or teaching yourself. It's hard to know. Now, I think that the answer might be Pashat. So he tells us over here that there's a Yisoy from the Ar Yisrael that there's two mitzvahs that we started off. There's a mitzvah of Limud Torah and a mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah. I would suggest, very Pashat, that the din of Vishilashtem is the din in Yedias HaTorah, gaining knowledge. Daytime is the best time to gain knowledge. Your mind is sharper, whatever. Nighttime is much better for chazering. Again, avada roif chachmos doesn't mean, again, stickle hard, what it means, the Rambam says, Lailas for roif chachmos. So I want to suggest that if you learn like the Rambam, that the Rambam is of the opinion that the din of Ishalashtim is asl Yedias HaTorah. So the best time to get Yedias HaTorah is during the day. Your mind is sharper. What do you do at night? Avada at night you have to learn. But that's regular, Limud HaTorah. That's not Yedias HaTorah. So that's what he says over here. He says, the mitzvahs Talmud Torah yesh shnei inyonim. There's two parts to Talmud Torah. Echad mitzvahs Limud HaTorah, mikra de'gisa ba'yom v'layla. V'sheni mitzvahs Yedias HaTorah. V'hu nilman mikra de'shinantim shudivrei Torah mechudad mepicha. That's a Gemara we have to come back to. It's a few lines from where we're holding now. V'mishal l'chadim dover al tegam gim. Don't hesitate. V'toim alo. V'inyin mitzvah zuhi lirchosh b'kiyiz b'chol chalkei HaTorah. The idea of this mitzvah is to obtain as much knowledge that you can get in Torah. So he says that's why you have a din of Yishalish. you split your day into three, you'll get the most information. So he wants to tell you what comes out is very geshmak in the Rambam. That the Rambam holds the din of Vishilashtem is the din of Yediyas HaTayr. Yediyas HaTayr is a day experience. Nighttime, of course you have to learn Torah at night. But that's Limud HaTorah. That you can chazer, you can learn whatever you want. But this idea of getting Yediyas HaTayr, that's only B'yayim V'Labalayim. Now he goes on to ask, why should it be that way? So I think it's possible it should be that way. I think the mind functions better during the day than it does at night.
So only during the day you have to split it, but at night do whatever you want.
Correct. That's the diak in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the rigorous schedule 3-3-3 is only during the day. Correct. Right. Again, this is all. I think it's Rambam Lushitasa. Since the Rambam holds the whole din of Vishilashtim, meaning if the din of Vishilashtim would be off mitzvahs Talmud Torah, then it's shver. You have a mitzvahs Talmud Torah b'yoyim. You have a mitzvahs Talmud Torah b'layla. Why don't you split both? The Torah says the Rambam Lushitasa holds is the din of Limud HaTorah, Yediyas HaTorah. And since it's about Yediyas HaTorah, you can say that Yediyas HaTorah is only during the day, and at night you do something else. I think it's much more geshmak. Maybe. Yeah.
Hebrew is a very good point.
Yeah.
We have an altikri on a pasuk. When we take this altikri on a pasuk and I go in a whole different direction, why is everybody talking about other than the Vernecha? Teach them in a third. Why?
We had this kasha. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The Marsha, we mutchid with this. We blibe Shreya. We saw already in the Achrayim, the Sefer HaMakne and others, they assume that this pasuk is somehow kipshutai, even though it's not what it says in the Sefri. The Sefri says that this pasuk is not referring to teaching your children, right? The Sefri learned that this pasuk was teaching Talmidim. But this pasuk... Yes, we pointed out that the way it's brought down l'halacha, both in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, has nothing to do with teaching. It's all about you. It's nothing to do with teaching, even though the pasuk itself seems like you're teaching someone.
There isn't a word in
learning. Right. So that's what some people point out. The way you learn, the meaning you now know more, now you can give over that style of what you obtain. Something like that. Yeah, it's not great, but that's something that you have to say. So the chayra, the takeaway from the Rambam is that the Rambam holds the din of Vishilashtim is only b'yom v'lo b'layla. The problem is, not a problem, but if you look in the Prima Gadim number 10, the Prima Gadim writes, this is in Hilchas Ma'ariv. He says, v'efshir soimchir al ma'asho'im din b'tiyosh ma'avinoyim m'sham izmar. Person can be yoytzeh the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by saying Kriya Shema. Says the Prima Gadim, v'roi l'shalish b'layla k'moy b'yoyim. Says the Prima Gadim, it's befitting that you should split your night just like you do your day. Again, you might not have many hours, but whatever hours you'll have to split into three. And he says, k'moy b'yoyim mikra mishnah v'gemara. So what do you see from the Prima Gadim? Not like the Rambam. We were medayik in the Rambam that the Rambam held you only have to do v'shalashtam on the day hours. Says the Prima Gadim, no, you got to do it on the night hours also.
So what does he do with the Prima Gadim?
So l'chayre, well, and the Rambam was before the Prima Gadim.
No, I'm talking about
the Ma'aser Keach was medayik from the Rambam that the Rambam holds the nighttime is a free for all. The Shaila, so what's the Nekudas of Machloikas between the Rambam and the Prima Gadim? So the Shaila is Tamazay. We were trying to figure out how the Rambam knew that the nighttime is not supposed to be divided. So we set up a practical pshat because the Rambam holds it's about Yediyas HaTorah and you get Yediyas HaTorah during the day. So Yitzhak Sirotskin comes a different route. And we'll see. This is interesting. Yitzhak Sirotskin writes. He says, "Ula maharamam nirish shalekachi of the shalash rak b'yom v'loy b'layla." He says that the Rambam seems to hold. Again, it's not their chiddush. It's a ma'aser rekech makes the deal that the Rambam seems to hold that the din of shalashim is only by day, not by night. Why? So we saw one pshat. Says Yitzhak Sirotskin, a very simple pshat. V'yisayid hadov yeshlam apim meshukasav da berheitiv arachaim sim reish lamtches shein likrei mikra b'layla. I was waiting for some of the talmidim. We all know you're not supposed to learn mikra b'layla. And if you're going to split, according to the Rambam, you're splitting the day into three. If you're splitting the day into three, it means you're splitting the night into three. If you're splitting the night into three, that means you're going to be learning Chumash at night. Rambam holds you can't learn Chumash at night.
Where does he know that?
I'll get to that in a second. Umikairoi, how do you know you're not supposed to learn Chumash at night? The Ma'adi Isa b'Medrash. The Medrash says, Shoyakosh Baruch Hu loyim in the Moshe Mikra b'yoyim b'mishnah b'layla. Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu in Shemayim, he taught a Mikra during the day and Mishnah at night. So therefore, Zakti Bitzak Saratskin, the Rambam holds you take everything and divide it into three. So you take the day and divide it into three. If I do the same thing at nighttime, that means I'm going to be learning Chumash at night. I'll come back to that. What about Mishnah during the day?
It seems like
you were allowed to learn Mishnah Ben Yom Vlaila, but Mikra you can't. Again, we have to see where this all comes from. Let's see where all this comes from. Right? We didn't get to this yet. That's talking about the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema. That's the pasuk on the bus, right?
Right.
So again, so he might tell you have to rearrange your day. So of course,
first they change the word.
We'll get to it.
Because this is worse than the Tosfos.
So says Yitzchak Sirotskin, that's Chan the Rambam. The Rambam, since the Rambam holds you split every day into three, if you're going to split the nine into three, by definition, you're going to be learning Chumash at night, you can't learn Chumash by night. So I would say, fakert. You know, being such a kalta litvak, right? I would say, fakert. Who made up this thing that you're not allowed to say, you know, it's more found later. Brought down Beheta. Beheta lived a lot after the Rambam, right? This is found more, I think, up Kitzvi Ari and things like that. Maybe these Rishonim held not like that. Maybe they held no such issue of learning Mikra Biyan. Medrash, okay. The Medrash sounds like it was talking about how did Moshe Rabbeinu know the difference between Yom HaLayla and Shemayim? So the answer was based on the learning schedule. Mikra was during the day and the Mishnah was at night. So that's how Moshe Rabbeinu knew what was day and what was night. So that's always the big shayla, that Mishnah and Mikra at night. So now the shayla comes up. If you accept this, so first of all, the Prima Gadim clearly did not learn like that. Right, Prima Gadim clearly held. He's supposed to do all three at night. But the shayla, let's make it more interesting. What about according to Rashi? According to Rashi, we got a problem now. Because according to Rashi, you're splitting days. Presumably, and you could debate this, that means the 2 days you learn Chumash all day and all night. Which I can't imagine for a second Rashi learned Chumash. Rashi himself learned 2 days a week, just Chumash all day long. I find it hard to imagine. But let's assume that's Pashim Shan Rashi. So you split the week into two, two, two. I mean, Sunday, Monday, I'm learning 2 days full day Chumash. By definition, it means I'm learning Chumash at night. I learn Mikra Balayla. So I, is being a Litvak, says, Faket, this is right from Rashi. That there's no issa to learn Mikra Balayla. Okay, that'd be a beautiful ride from Rashi. From the fact that Rashi says you learn Mikra 2 days a week, 2 days a week means you're learning day and night. According to Rashi, presumably it's not just a, what? So that's what you can clear. Maybe Rashi holds like the Rambam, that the din of a shilashtim is only during the day hours. Night hours, free for all. Night hours, you can do whatever you want.
Maybe you change after Rashi wrote
it. Hard to know. So they asked this guy.
The opposite far of what you said before. In other words, like,
why?
Versus at night, because you said that during the day you should be Vishulashtem,
right.
But at night when your mind is not so fresh, I was thinking just the opposite. When your mind is not so fresh, learn Chumash and Rashi versus learning.
The point is, you can do whatever you want because you're not here to try to get knowledge. If you're trying to obtain information, you got to be your strongest. Hey, it's not about obtaining. You can read the same passage 50 times, but still get the stats. That's what I say. If you watch those people that learn at night, that's usually what happens. They learn the same piece of Gemara 50 times. And they take a nap in between. They wake up in between. So he brings down this cash over here, number 12. He says, Rakat Sayyain. Mashikazim Shazan Chuvas early. I don't know what that is. Lahoye Mepirish Rashikan. He asks the cash according to Rashi. Why? Because Shnei Yom Mikra, Shnei Yom Mishnah, Shnei Yom Gemara. According to Rashi, it's 2-2-2. So which means the 2 days a week I'm learning Chumash all day long. Varechia Mitzvah Tamatoya Biyamu Balayla. Presumably, according to Rashi, you're not only learning during the day. Now, he's assuming that according to Rashi, the Chumash days was Chumash day and night. How can you learn Chumash at night? So the answer would be, I think there's two simple answers. One answer is, meaning, maybe the din of a shilashtim was only during the day and at night, you learn whatever you want. And Taki can't learn Mikra, you'll have to learn Gemara. Or maybe Rashi held there's no Issa to learn Mikra Balayla. I think both of those are very good answers. He doesn't answer either of them. He brings down this kasha in the next paragraph. He says, the Malbim has this kasha. Well, the Malbim has this kasha. According to Rashi, how are you going to learn Mikra Balayla? So he comes up with a chab. So he says, the 2 days you learn Chumash are going to be Thursday, Friday. Why? Because you're allowed to learn Chumash on Thursday night and Friday night. So therefore, according to Rashi, it's not Sunday, Monday. I'll come to that in a second. So we always learned Rashi Sunday, Monday, Chumash, Tuesday, Wednesday, Mishnah, Wednesday, Thursday, Gemara. And Shabbos, whatever Shabbos is going to be. He says, no, according to Rashi, it's the Hepach. You're going to have to learn Chumash at the end of the week. Because if you have to be able to learn at night Chumash, and you can't learn Chumash on Monday night and Sunday night, so you got to push Chumash to Thursday, Friday. At Thursday night and Friday night, you can learn Chumash. Why? So take a look, he writes over here. So he says, V'shuv hevi shama b'za artes achayim lagoy malbo. V'docha artes achayim debez yomim sh'oisig b'mikra haynu lel chamish v'lel shishi. The 2 nights that you learn Chumash will be Thursday night and Friday night. Why? The fishu meichin the Shabbos, since you're preparing for Shabbos, v'haracha mimis oirim. And there's some, obviously, some midas hadin b'layla with mikra. Again, I definitely am not the right guy to explain these things. But the point is, he says, but if you do it on Thursday night and Friday night, you'll be safe. Because of Alzeh Har lead, but this sefer says no. It seems like from the Arizal, who's one of the early people to discuss this not learning Chumash at night, he seems like it's only on Friday night, not Thursday night.
What does that mean, Mechon Shabbos? It already is Shabbos.
No, I mean somehow it's some preparation, some learning.
I think Thursday night is preparing for Shabbos. Friday night it's already Shabbos.
Unless he switched over the days and was doing it Friday and Shabbos, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not clear. I have no idea. Again, I don't know why you're allowed to. Right, so I'll call upon him. I think the kasha is mikar lesser, because I think either Rashi holds you can learn mikar v'layla, or Rashi holds that you can learn at layla, whatever you want. So we mentioned last week the kasha, according to Rashi, what do you do on Shabbos? Because you have two, Shabbos is left over. So Menashe Klein writes, he says, "Hey, near the female kasha, then before we Yushalmi, is Yushalmi." Yushalmi says, "Tamid chochem shoyiskin b'teru kol yashvua, tamid chom that learn teru all week. Yamshichu yoyse bo'enig achilu b'shtiak tzas b'Shabbos." They should indulge in Gashmias more on Shabbos than they do during the week. They're busy all week learning. They're not sleeping much on Shabbos. They should catch up on their sleep and have good food. But the Baalabatim that are all week long are working, they should use Shabbos for learning. The Rama brings it down, and the Beis Yosef brings this down. Well, the Fiza says in Ashkenazi like this. Misha, I see b'Torah kol yimei Hashvua. The guy's taka learning every single day. He's learning two. U'mishalish kol yimei Hashvua v'lo yimid imkein Shabbos yochel hamshach yosef b'enig achil b'shtia. Taka Shabbos is a shtickle day off. Shabbos is a day where he relaxes. Since he's learning every day two. Come Shabbos, he needs to relax a little bit. L'chein le'omru le'yishalish gam b'Shabbos. So that's why he doesn't have to split Shabbos as much. He's such a rigorous schedule. The other 6 days Shabbos, that doesn't mean you don't learn at all. It means you don't do yishalish. You don't have to do you learn a little bit. You learn your regular learning on Shabbos. Okay.
Can you ask me about the mikvah?
I think people try not to learn mikvah b'layla. Many people try not to. Now, if you take a look over here, if the Olam remembers, yeah, last week we quoted a controversial shachantaz. The shachantaz were kind of not so happy with the limit of just taf yoimi. They wasn't so happy that people just learned Gemara Rashi. Just learned Gemara Rashi. Tais halavai. That the Baalbatim, he says the Baalbatim were learning 4 hours a day. They were just learning Gemara Rashi. Tais, and he thought that was wrong. They have to learn halacha also. So if you look into Aruch HaShulchan, he writes like this. He quotes that Shachan Taz. He says, Ubevade, third line in. Ubevade shall call ish liyeda dine orechaim. Every Jew has to know orechaim. Umiksas dinim yardea, a little bit of yardea. The Chayshmish with Evan Ezra, Amachrach Machal ish. Whatever you need to know. You gotta know what you need to know. That was the Shulchan Aruch Rav. We saw that last week. Omnam. Now the Aruch HaShulchan comes to defend Klal Yisrael. Omnam. Reinu ki im koy nemer lahem. I see that if you tell the people they have to learn halacha, lo yilmudu klal. They're not showing up. Ki ritzoinim rakulum daf gemar b'choyem. They want to do the daf. That's what they're not interested. They don't want to learn halacha. Leave them alone. They don't want to learn halacha. Al kein ein lahaniyim. Don't make them crazy. The halva yam du bazeh. At least I learn that. The chol divrei Torah mishivas nefesh or mevil yiras Hashem Torah. Every Torah is good; it brings you back. So said the Aruch HaShulchan, it's either you make them learn the halacha share and not the daf yomi, they're not going to do anything. So you got to pick your battles. So if it's either this or nothing, at least they're learning. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan's limitz chos. It's hard to know for sure. Yeah, our chumash is really a gemara share. They end up doing more again. Chumash means kipshuta. But then you learn Gemara. So Gemara also prunes the Pesachim. It says Tanakh means just the Pesachim. Today we learn Mefarshim. It's really Gemara. Now take a look at Yakut Yosef. This is great. Rabbi Vadya's son. He grabbed a quote from his father on this one. This is very controversial. Again, I don't give a Daf Yomi Sheh, so maybe I could say this. He writes this. The Adarab. Shalom was like this. A guy was going to a Daf Yomi Sheh, and at the same time the Daf Yomi Sheh, they opened up a Halacha Sheh. Halacha L'maisa Sheh. Practical. So he came to Rabbi Vadya's son. He wanted to know, is he allowed to switch out from one shir to the other? He's allowed to drop the Daf Yomi shir to switch over to the Halacha shir. Maybe he says, Shail of Neder, I've been coming so many years, so many weeks. Maybe it's a Shail of Neder. So listen to what he writes. He says, Va'adir Rabbah. He thinks not only are you allowed to, he thinks you should switch out. Va'adir Rabbah. In Ba'oyse Shah Shalom Daf Yomi Yesh Mamakam Echer Limon Ba'alacha, Vipi Moiri Habaki Ba'alacha, you can go to Halacha shir and learn Halacha from someone who really knows how to paskin. Yesh Lahadif Limon Halacha Alimon Daf Yomi. It's better. They're doing the Daf Yomi. Why? She be bechinas ma'ilim mekodesh. That's called going up. Kedesh yovin v'yaskal adas dino yisav amotel halachol ma'isa. Because you're learning practical. You're learning what to do. V'lo yichshol chas v'shalom b'sechel shabbos ay b'sev brachol v'atol ki yitzibor. V'shigas tamar oylo v'zoda. Right? This is practical halach. Again, you got to come to a shir that's practical halach. You go into halach a shir that's not halachol ma'isa, then it doesn't work. And then he writes even better. He says, v'olov l'srachig mil pepulei srach. You have to distance yourself from all this pilpul, right? You go to the yeshivas today, guys are clanging hakiras upon hakiras upon hakiras, and they're not really getting anywhere. They're not getting it any clearer. They're just showing who knows how to say better hakiras. The chilukim, the chukim, harachukim, and emes. They're making all these distinctions that are so far away from the accuracy. Ela yitin, aliba, lasuke, jishmait, aliba, lachas. A person should spend his time trying to get down to halacha l'maisa. V'lumad bi'iyan yashav nocha. He's saying, Avada, you should learn halacha bi'iyan. but they should be in with the purpose of coming out with halacha l'maisa. I know people that learn Maseches Nida. So I tell them, oh, you're learning Nida. I said, oh, what are you learning? They're learning Vestas. I said, Vestas is very negi, halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa. They said, no, we're learning the lomdas part. But chazokas and roiv, said, you guys missed the boat. You're supposed to learn that halacha l'maisa. You're not a paskim. A lady calls you up and says, I don't know what the schedule of my cycle is. You're not going to be able to help her out. You're going to tell her a chakira. She's not going to be that interested. Yeah, I'm saying we today, the yeshiva world became much more about, you know, chakiras and lomdas and a little less from this part of learning. So that's his. Yes, clearly he's a very big advocate that we should be learning more halacha. That's right. It became intellectually exciting to bring, you know, say chakiras and do things like that, but doesn't necessarily bring you any closer to know how to. That's the problem. Yeshiva guys come out of yeshiva. They learn many, many years. Serious guys, and they're wonderful guys, and they learned every minute in yeshiva. They don't know aleph beis about hilchos Shabbos and hilchos brachos. Their wives know 20 times more than them. It's the fact. That's just what happens in the yeshiva system today, the way it's structured. Right or wrong, it is the fact. But the lemaisa, this is not a push for the halacha shiva. I'm not saying that's what I am definitely not a moira habaki b'halacha. Our halacha shiva is also shtickle pulpul, but akoponim, we'll have to see next week. We're going to go vayitim next week. We're going to see the next sugya about a different element of limanate.